The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nun Tesla Mebeis has a story. Ahu Esroigo, the novel of Chavita de Chamra, there was this Esrig that fell into a barrel of wine. Idri Oivikil Chovim de Shakle. A goy was there, and he jumped his hand to grab that Esrig, so that the Esrig shouldn't sink into the barrel of wine, and he stuck his hand into the barrel of wine. He was trying to save the Esrig, and meanwhile, he stuck his hand into the barrel of wine. Vishakale, and he grabbed the Esrig. Amud Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes told the people there, now two of the other grab the goy's hand, ki echad ali lishachbe, uvratzua ad shayfo. Grab the goy's hand, so that before the goy will have a chance to make shichshuch, to move his hand back and forth. And once you grab his hand, then tilt the barrel and get the wine out right away, without the goy even taking his hand out of the barrel. In essence, what the Gemara is saying is, Rashi explains that since at this current time, the goy hadn't yet been mishachshech, he did not move his hand back and forth in the wine. So Rashi said, chaparain, grab the goy's hand, make sure he's not mishachshech, make sure he doesn't move his hand back and forth, and like this, you'll save the wine from becoming asa ba'ana, from becoming prohibited to have benefit from it. Although the wine is already asa to drink, but at least you'll save the wine from being asa ba'ana. You'll be able to sell the wine to a goy. So Rashi here explains that unless the goy is meshachshes, despite the fact that the goy touched the wine is still mutar b'hano, unless the goy is meshachshech, unless he moves his hand back and forth. And when the goy, obviously what the Gemara is saying is that when the goy put his hand in, he was not meshachshech, he was not moving his hand back and forth, he did not make the wine become asur. Only if he'll pull his hand out, then he will make the wine become asur. So Tosis asks a question which is a question that should probably bother anybody that learns this Gemara, and that is, why is it that with putting his hand in, he did not ask for the wine ba'ano? Why was there no chashash shichshuch with that he put his hand in? And Tosis says three terutzim. There's many terutzim found in the Rishonim how to answer this question. Tosis right here on the spot says three answers. The first answer of Tosis is that since when he was putting his hand in, he was busy trying to get the esrig. He was trying to save the esrig that it shouldn't get dirty. So it's like the Gemara says that if he's measuring the wine with his hand, it's mutar be'ano. In other words, when he's very busy with something, so then he's not having kavana, he's not thinking so much about the touching of the wine. And that's There's no chashash that he made it into Yayin Nesach, did anything for Avodah Zarah, when he's so busy with doing something else. So when he's putting his hand in, he's very busy trying to save the Esrog. So in that, there was no problem. That's the first Taras of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam Pirsch, the second Taras of Tosfos, is a different shot. That this guy, he was trying to save the Esrog from the barrel, from anything, whatever, from whatever's in the barrel that's going to make the Esrog dirty. He had no idea what was in the barrel. He saw Esrog falling into a barrel of who knows what, and he stuck his hand in. So at the time he stuck his hand in, he had no idea it was wine. He thought it was perhaps oil. He had no clue what was there. And in such a case, there's a different Gemara that says when he doesn't realize that it's wine, if he touches it, but he doesn't realize it's wine, it's Mutar Be'ano. Finally, the third Taras in Tosfos is that even the Rashbam says, since he didn't have Kavana to touch the wine, just to pull the Esrog out, the same way, if he thinks that it's oil instead of wine, so he didn't intend for wine, so too, if he's not thinking about touching the wine, even though he knows it's wine, but that's not his intention to touch the wine, it's also Mutar Be'ano. So Rashbam is different than the first Taras in Tosfos. First Taras in Tosfos says that he has to be very busy, busy doing something. His tirdo, now that he's so busy, involved in something else, is what distracts him from that we're not worried that he's doing anything to do with Nisuch. Whereas the Rashbam's pshat is not so much to the effect of that he's busy. That alone, that he's trying to do something, and he's not intending for it, no kavana, that he's not mechavan, that he's not consciously, intentionally trying to touch the wine is already enough to permit it. He had another intention, so then he wasn't intending specifically for the wine, so then it's already permitted by Anon. So Rashbam is similar to the first Taras, but a little different. It doesn't have to be that he's involved, as long as he had another intention. As I mentioned, there's many other answers in the Rishayim. For example, there is a Shiboli Aleket that says in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, a different pshat, unlike the way Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Perhaps Rabbeinu Tam said both. It turns out of a pasuk that the whole Isser of Yayin Nesach, the wine that the goy touches that becomes Aser Be'ano, it only becomes Aser Be'ano when he pulls his hand out of the wine, when he takes his hand away from the wine. Putting into the wine never makes it awesome. That's an interesting pshat. Another pshat is the Vilna Goy. We mentioned this Goy already in the previous year. We didn't stress this point. But the Bira Agro in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chof Dalet, Ois Lamed Aleph, he says the Rambam, when he says this halacha, he doesn't mention anything. He just says he put his hand into the barrel of wine. And he doesn't say that he was putting his hand in the barrel to get something. So he says, like we had in the previous year, that the Beis Yosef understood in the Rambam that it's only Aser, he explained that according to many Rishonim, it's only Aser Be'ano if there's a Shichshuch. Is only if he moves his hand back and forth. And we discussed that what does it mean that he does a shichshuch? And we said that the Beis Yosef explained that shikshuch means a big movement, bigger than pouring the wine. So here, that all he did was put his hand into the wine, that's not a shikshuch. Shikshuch is a big action of movement. And just simply putting his hand in the wine is not a shikshuch. And that's why when he put his hand in the wine to get the esrig, he for sure did not answer it ve'ano. So that alone would be a taret. If you hold that shikshuch is a big action, a big movement, so then putting his hand into the wine, it would not answer the wine at all. And says the Vilna Goyen, Tosfos disagrees with that. According to Tosfos, even if he does not do such a big action, he already prohibits the wine, he already makes the wine become aser be'ano, it could already be considered a shikshuch. Be that as it may, there's numerous answers to the question of Tosfos. And there is, Agav, I will add a side note that this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha that if the goy stuck his hand in to grab the esrog to save something, we can grab onto the goy's hand, make sure he doesn't do a shikshuch, get the wine out in another fashion, and the wine will be permitted. However, the Beis Meir says that we nowadays are not such experts like the Gemara's days they were. And therefore, in today's day, despite the fact that Shulchan Aruch has this halacha, we would not be able to permit such a thing. To do it right away, fast enough, to see that the goy did not make a shikshuch, and right away grab his hand before he made a shikshuch, we're just not such experts. And therefore one cannot rely and actually firzach like this halacha and Shulchan Aruch. I think, though, we can look at this halacha of the Gemara and use this to bring us to new concepts in the halachas of Yayin Nesach. The Torah says in Simen Yoredeh, Simen Kuf Chof Dalit, Loi kol nage agoyim shova lesser. Says not all touchings of goyim are equal to make the wine become aser. Yesha aser be'ano, v'yesha muter be'ano, v'aser b'shtiyo. Sometimes, when the goy touches the wine becomes even prohibited with hano, from benefiting. V'yesha muter be'ano, v'aser b'shtiyo. Sometimes, it's permitted to have hano, but it's only aser to drink it. V'yesha muter afilu b'shtiyo. And sometimes it's muter even to drink it, although the goy touched it. And with that, the Torah continues on with the whole simon, and has all different cases, where some cases it's aser be'ano, some cases it's muter be'ano, some cases it's muter even to drink. But similar to what we said in the Beis Meir said, we're not such experts today. So a lot of the cases that I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we don't have that exact case. You'd have to apply that case to today's case. We're not such experts in applying, and it's very hard for us to apply. And in the general rule, if a goy actually touches the wine will become prohibited, probably even be'ano. We shall see in the following shiur about different reasons why it would be permitted be'ano, but almost in all cases it will become aser b'shtiyo, become aser to be drunk, if a goy actually touched the wine. Not only that, even if the goy makes the wine move, which Rishonim call the koichoi, that would also prohibit the wine in most cases. again, this, the purpose of these shiurim is to bring out concepts. So let's go on to the Beis Yosef that goes on this tour. And he says, he's explaining the tour, and he says, in order for wine to become Osir Behano, we would have to have three conditions. And we'll see, like, perhaps all three are this similar to the three Terutzim of Toises. First of all, says the Beis Yosef, the wine will only become Osir Behano if he had intention to touch it. For example, those that are learning these letters will be familiar with the examples, the rayos, the proofs that the Beis Yosef brings. He says, if the goy, if a child touches the wine, it's a whole sugya earlier, but he says a teenager that touches the wine, since he doesn't have kavana, so therefore he doesn't aser it be'ano. Or the case in the Gemara later on, that if the goy fell in, the case, let's say he fell in and then he died, whatever the case is, if he fell in and he didn't come out, if he just fell in, if all we have is that he fell into the bar of wine, it will be mutter be'ano, since he had no intention to touch. You see from over here the wine, despite the fact that a guy touched the wine, the mere fact that he touched the wine will not make the wine usher if there was no intention, if there's no intentional touching of the wine. That's condition one. Condition two, that even if he has intention to touch what he touched, but if he thinks that it's oil and not wine, he has to know it's wine. Like one of the Terutzim of Toisus by us, the reason why over here it was mutter is because he thought it was oil and not wine. And the third condition is that it can't be that he's very involved in doing something else. Like the example that Toisus brings down. If he's busy measuring something, the Beis Yosef actually brings down, or our example, that he's trying to pull a peri out. If he's very involved in doing something else, then, despite the fact that he intended to put his hand in the wine, despite the fact that he knew it is wine, but if he's so busy with doing something else, then also it will not prohibit the wine, the hano. So again, we have three conditions, three different ways how, despite the fact that a person touches the wine, or the goy touches the wine, but nevertheless the wine will not become osir be'ano. As Hashem, in the next year, we will see how there is a halacha that can have kemino from this concept. We'll have to see how to apply it, where to apply it. As Hashem, we will get to this, address this in the coming year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.